This week on Below Deck, so we've had a few things happen. We haven't spoken about Below Deck for a little while now.
Yeah.
But we've had two people fired. So is it Vihan? Vihan?
Vihan, but W-I-H-A-N. Yeah.
He needed to go.
Yeah.
He was like a dirty little leech. And I didn't like that. So I'm glad Captain Jason took the action. He's fired two people. The other guy, I can't remember his name, he got angry. I feel like he needed to go because he got so angry. But I didn't mind that guy. He was okay. But
he was okay. Yeah.
Those
now firings needed to happen earlier in the season. I feel like they're dragged on a lot. The thing with Below Deck is it becomes really unenjoyable when the cast are incompetent, because watching Weehan just be such a terrible bosun.
Try and blame everyone else.
That's right. It's not enjoyable. It's not entertainment. I'd rather watch capable, confident, competent people work, and then what happens around them is the drama.
Well, we've got the new bosun who is Australian. He seems good. He seems like he's in control. He's assigned a second. He's put Harry into second. And then we've got another guy who is very green, who has this crazy rich Asian's accent. Oh, like, he's got the English.
It's the spot.
But I like him.
Do you?
Like him.
Oh,
yeah.
He's greedy, you little.
I like him because he's like awkward. He's trying to fit in, and then he took a shot with the people and he shouldn't have. And when he was waving, he's like, this is so awkward. And he was waving to the ladies on the jet ski. I think he's funny. I like that he came clean with Captain Jason, and Jason was like, thanks for letting me know that you took the shot. There was not a big deal made about that. What I do want to talk about is Chef Serena. I do feel like the call may be coming from inside the house. Because if you have a problem with one person, fine. So she had a problem with the sous chef at the start of the season. Now she's having problems with the chief stew and the other sous chef. Maybe we need to look internally as to who the problem is, because everyone's saying the same thing. And she gets in this weird zone where she just clams up and she's like, starts bossing people around. She's like, say yes, chef. No, babe, stop. Like, I feel like,
because in that chef world, there is a lot of yes chef, no chef. And I don't know whether maybe because she's a female, it doesn't feel, I don't know. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that if she said that she expected the yes chef, no chef, then you kind of come across as being a bitch. But if you were a male chef, it's no, I'm the chef. Do you know what I mean? No. Like, female chefs maybe cop it a little bit more, or don't get the respect that their male counterparts get because of the way that they deliver it.
No, I get it. But it's not that she said from the start, when I give you an order or I give you something to do, I need to make sure that you say yes, chef. She never said that. So they've operated for however many charters without that, with a bit of back and forth banter, and there wasn't that relationship from the start. She got the shits, and now it's like, no, I am in charge. You call me. You say yes, chef. No, you can't. She pulls
that
rank.
That whole Lara thing. Yeah, the whole Lara dynamic doesn't work with Serena. I'm not a huge fan of Lara as a chief stew. And I think that,
yeah,
because she's on a show like this. Yeah. I kind of don't really know enough about her, and I know that they're not there to entertain us. They're there to do a good job, but just that star power that, you know, some chief stews have, I think she's lacking a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I like that Serena is quirky. I like that about her. I do feel like she just gets derailed very quickly.
Yes.
Something will happen with the boy on the boat, and then she gets in a mood and she takes it out on everyone. Something happens where she has a disagreement with the sous chef and she can't get past it. And sorry, but it's your job. You need to get past it because you've got to work with these people. And I know that she's the boss, but it's grating my cheese. It's rubbing me the wrong way because of the way she's having trouble with everyone. And then, like, even when she went in, she's like, is this a private conversation? Like, I get it's not ideal to walk in on people who are all talking, but
they're talking for a reason.
She makes it awkward, I think. So there's a new season coming with Captain Jason, Daisy, Chef Ben.
Yeah. So is that Down Under again? Is that season 4?
No. I think they're calling it something new, and I think they've heard people saying we need that consistent cast.
Yes. Yeah. The chopping and changing is just too hard to follow.
Yeah. Everyone loves Chef Ben. Everyone liked Daisy. It'd be best to get Kate Chastain back, but we're not going to get that.
Yeah. And they need to find a way to keep Daisy, but not with what's his face?
Gary.
The other guy. Gary. Problematic Gary. Yeah.
I think it's good. Yeah, I think it's good. So I'll be looking forward to that season. I think that's recording. I don't know that it's coming anytime soon, yep. But it's coming.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.